This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Hello, I'm Michael Sheen, and you are listening to a Touchline Rant podcast.
Yeah. Coming from you across the internet, it is the Touchline Rant podcast. I am DJ Willy, and please welcome your presenters for tonight, Steve and Luke.
What, the intros get better? I just hope the content gets as good as the intros get.
I don't think we can match that.
No, I really don't think we can. Yeah, my name's Luke. I'm joined by Steve.
Hi.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
It's good. The listeners did say last week with just myself and Cassie, they said it was roughly 60% less sultry. And you come back in.
Oh, they missed me.
There you go. This is what's happening. If you listen carefully, you can hear the collective moisten around our female listeners, because Steve's back in the house. We've all got our niche.
Yeah.
Talking about having a niche. Jamie Vardy is where we're going to go first.
What a great starting point, Luke.
Yeah, I think Jamie Vardy, just because this week he came off the bench, necked a can of Red Bull, then went on the pitch, then scored, and then celebrated in front of the Wolves fans by howling, and then gesturing in front of his face as if they stunk. Which, when you say it out loud, this is a professional footballer.
Now, I have seen the footage of him celebrating, and I didn't know that was what that was. Yep. It makes sense now. But even though I have seen it, when you said howled in front of the fans, I immediately envisaged him on all fours, properly, like head back.
It would have
wooing at the fans, which would have been the only way that it could have been improved from what actually happened. Even though it is ridiculous,
he's an absolute icon. He's an absolute icon, like Jamie Vardy. You football needs players like him. Yeah, it's impressive that Messi, you know, is still in the condition that he's in and plays to the level that he plays. Ronaldo, he's in better shape than people who are literally 17 years younger than him. And they're also footballers, but he's in better shape than them.
Yeah. They're
incredible. But every now and again, you need Jamie Vardys of this world who will just come along and neck Skittles vodka. And, you know, like, you know, they'll go out, score hat-trick in the Premier League and go on the piss and eat a kebab and then go home. And he's still... How old is he now? 35?
35, yeah.
And he's still scoring in the Premier League.
It is quite impressive.
He's still Dre.
He is still Dre.
The thing is, you look at Vardy and obviously... He's been on the wane for the last couple of years, and obviously that's bound to happen when he, you know, a player reaches their 30s to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Karim Benzema are excluded.
Yeah.
But he has an impressive career when you look back on it. He's won a lot of things that a lot of better players haven't won in the Premier League.
He's won more trophies than Harry Kane. Do you know what? He's won more trophies than David Ginola.
Amen.
People would love to have the career that Jamie Vardy.
Did you know that between 2011 and 2011 2016, Jamie Vardy won the championship or the championship trophy of four of the top six leagues in England.
Those stats. I mean,
to be fair, two of them were the fifth and sixth leagues, so the conference and the conference north.
He's still you've got to be in it to win
it.
But
then the other two are the top two, the championship and the Premier League.
Yeah, he's won conference and Premier League in a very short space of time.
5 years. That's bonkers.
Yeah.
I haven't fact checked that, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I don't think there's anybody else who's ever done that.
DJ Willy.
Yeah.
Here we go. Producer extraordinaire.
Yeah,
welcome in as well to you, to the listeners. Say hello.
Hi, how you doing?
DJ Willy back with us.
Yeah.
Could you get on the old search engine of your choice and find out a bit how many players have won the non-league title and the Premier League title? Just that alone.
Right.
Even in their career, I think that would be... Yeah. There's probably not many that have done that.
No, but just those two alone. So I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that there's not many. Not many, if
plus
only
an FA,
Jamie
plus an
Vardy.
FA Cup as well.
Yeah. But what do you want me to look for again, please?
So we're looking for to see if any footballer has ever won the conference premier or the that conference. It's now called the National League, isn't it? But or the conference premier and the Premier League trophy.
On it.
There you go. DJ Willy's on the case. This is what we've got him for.
Yeah.
For these exact moments.
Man, it's handy.
You haven't been able to fact check this. So DJ Willy will.
Saving me a lot of prep time. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
I know. He's amazing. While he's on the subject, I cannot let the subject of Jamie Vardy go without mentioning another rogue who I almost mentioned in my previous point, Wayne Rooney. He
it was his birthday this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and they're tied in many, many ways, Rooney and Vardy together. To this day, the person who first came up with Wagatha Christie is the biggest genius known to man.
Yeah.
Whoever saw that and went, Wagatha Christie, I wish it had been me. I really do.
It's incredible.
But he was another one of them. But you knew when you watched Wayne Rooney play, you knew he wasn't going to have a long career. Like,
look at the build on the man.
Yeah.
Like he was someone like Luke Shaw had this as to start off with in his career, didn't he? Where he was always accused of having a bit of a belly. And I think Rooney probably had that as well. But he was just so outrageously technically talented that it did not matter. I saw the, because it's his birthday this week, he kept flashing up highlights. And there was that hat-trick he scored on his Champions League debut against Galatasaray.
Yeah, storm.
He was 18 years old when he did that.
Comes off the bench to do it as well.
What? Insane. Absolutely insane. What a player.
Yeah, the audacity of him. Mm. He's brilliant. There is another little set. I'm moving on my little bullet point. Yeah. My bullet point.
Are you segueing into something?
I'm segueing into just something very brief. Yeah. Whilst we're talking about that game and just Vardy being an absolute baller. He did that against Wolves. Do you think Wolves are in trouble this season?
Yes. Would you like me to elaborate?
Just a little.
Well, yes, I do think that. I think anyone who sacks their manager within the first 10-15 games, you're definitely going to struggle because, well, especially considering Large had only come in relatively soon anyway. He only got sort of tail end of last season, was seemed to be doing quite well. I just don't think that Wolves have got what it takes anymore. They have I remember there was at one point last season when they were doing incredibly well, and what's their goalkeeper? Sarr, mm-hmm. Jose Sarr. And there was this music, man. It's TJ Welly bringing it's making me feel tense. I keep stumbling over my words. I'm sorry.
Is that your final answer?
It's too much. No, it's fine. Keep it going. I can handle the pressure. It's helping me. Jose Sarr at one point had an incredible run and Wolves mm-hmm. where they were keeping clean sheets for fun mm-hmm. and just keeping out goals. I think something like his, what do they call it? Like expected goals prevented or something. Mm. was like 7.6 or something over 10 games, which is insane. Like it's a stupidly high number. But what everyone kept saying was, and what generally tends to happen when that happens, is that they say it's going to stop because it's going to get to, you can't outperform your numbers like that for too long because eventually it will catch up with you. And I feel like it started to happen towards the end of last season. But I think this season it's like royally hit the fan.
They haven't recruited really either.
They lost Jimenez last season and basically didn't bother replacing him, kept bringing him back. He'd go out again and come back. And that inconsistency is what cost them, I think. Because
teams
have time and time again shown, even teams like United right now, when we're struggling without, to an extent, without a proper recognised striker, you know, it happens to top teams as well as mid and bottom teams. Exactly. That if you don't have a striker, you're not going to be consistent. You're not going to be able to put the back in the net, put the ball in the back of the net consistently.
You're not. Even, I know City won the league last year, but even now, they look a different beast with a recognised number nine up front in Haaland.
Terrifying.
Who also happens to be, you know, the best striker in the world.
Did you see him just absolutely pummel that defender at the weekend? I can't remember who it was.
But
he literally runs destroyed into him, and the guy just slides
Webster.
About 5 feet the other way, and it's like, what is happening? Like he is just a machine, like an absolute monster. But yeah, to go back to Wolves, I do think they are in trouble. You know, losing 4-0 at home to Leicester, who themselves have been in dire straits recently, is not great. Like that on paper, that's not good. Optics aren't good. You've got a question. What's going to happen there?
Do you know what else I've got a question?
Go on.
DJ Willy.
It's
time for our big question. Can we get some big question music?
Well, to answer your first question about that. According to planetfootball.com, the player that has won both the Conference Premier and the Premier League is a player... Vardy, I believe it is.
Okay. Yeah, so the only one.
The only one. There you go.
The only one. Thank you, DJ.
Thank you, DJ.
No worries, Happy to be here. Loving it. Really happy. Having a good time,
Yeah, do you want to get... Should we get a little sectional music in?
Got you.
DJ Willy's on it.
The big question coming from Luke's little mouth. What is the question gonna be? We don't know.
Ooh.
Until he says it, it's Luke's big question. Gonna come along, Luke's big question. Coming out his mouth, it might be about football or something else. We don't quite know at this stage. This podcast has taken quite the turn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm DJ Willy, and I don't know why they keep asking me to come back here every week
for this.
I will just hit any sample button I find. In fact, this isn't the one I wanted to press. But I'm going along with it. It's Luke's big question. He's gonna ask it now, or I'll keep on talking. Please, Luke, will you tell them what the question is?
For fuck's sake.
I need to ask you, what's the big question? The big question!
You got to talk now.
I mean, I asked for an intro.
I mean, I'll tell you what, DJ Willy, I don't care what anyone else says about you, but you fucking deliver.
Who's been saying stuff?
You're like Liz Truss. You deliver, deliver.
Me. And I also the kidneys too.
He does. My big question is Newcastle United.
Yes.
At which point do you think we can safely say they're a European challenge inside? Not just this season. How many years? Because this season they definitely are, but Fulham are fucking seventh. Do you know what I mean?
When you say,
and no offense, Fulham, but no one's considering you a European challenge inside. So top six.
Do you mean to qualify for or to challenge in Europe?
At which point do we consider looking at this top six that there is and make it a top seven? Because it used to be the top four.
Yes. There was that time where it used to be the top six and then Everton.
Yeah,
and
Everton.
Now it might be that.
It's previously
Newcastle
been Villa.
Yeah.
It's previous, just that on the verge side. How long do they have to sustain this great start that they've had?
So, I would say that you've got to give them at least to the end of this season. if they qualify for Europe at the end of the season, I think they will be very happy. Yep. Because I think it's probably a season or two earlier than they really expected it.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine is a Newcastle fan, and they obviously beat Spurs at the weekend. Sorry, Cass.
Sorry, Cass.
And my friend said, I don't know what it's like to be supporting a successful team.
Yeah.
And
it's an odd sensation. Exactly.
Yeah. And I, you know, the people in the chat were Spurs and United fans, so I said, don't ask us.
Like, yeah. You know, like, nah, no one.
I don't remember what it's like to be successful. But I think that it's going to be something that Newcastle fans have to take a little while to get used to. But I think, like City fans, once they do, it will be a necessity.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, it feels like that thing on Footman. You know, where yeah. if you smash it in your first season and when the expectations were really low, like
yeah.
you've started a season as, like, I don't know, Norwich in the Prem, you've not only kept them up, which is what they expected,
yeah, just stay
but
up.
You've also managed to scrape into the Europa League. Next season, they want you to win it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, get fucked. I can't do that. I literally just scraped in
just
this
got,
season
yeah.
because I absolutely, you know, whatever, I perform miracles.
Hell yeah.
I feel like that, there's an extent of that in real life where if they do it and get to a point this season where they're finishing fifth or sixth and they're pipping the likes of West Ham and maybe even United or Spurs to a European place,
yeah,
that is great, but it's going to heap a load of pressure on the squad and the club from the fans because there's a hugely dedicated and huge fan base in Newcastle that want success and they crave... They haven't won anything.
The issue that I've said this before. Newcastle fans
apart
are just
the Fairs Trophy in 1967.
They're just the most self-indulgent, entitled bunch of fans in the fucking world.
Have you got a jingle, DJ Willy, that can go something like, "Here he goes again, putting his foot in it again, alienating another fan base again."
Already on top of you.
Ah, thank you, my friend. Yeah, that'll do.
They're just so entitled. Never has a club thought so much of itself for no reason. None. What? You used to have Alan Shearer play for you. Big fucking deal. Like, this is this does go with it, to be fair. I'm just saying, I don't want you to cry, Newcastle fans. However, for a club that's won nothing, you don't half think you're a big club. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? Okay, but yeah, they will be a European challenging club. Within the next three seasons, they've got to consolidate. They've got
definitely.
Consolidate,
I think
it,
if
not
they
just get it.
I think if they haven't done it in three seasons, then the Wolves will be at the door.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We're going to... Let me just check in with DJ Willy to see that the last section, it says DJ Willy surprise game.
All right, you want to go for this game?
Well, let's do one more section. I just wanted to let you know.
All right, I'm ready, man.
No, fine. Right. It just is concerning when I see that he's made notes on my notepad without my supervision. Do you know what I mean? Unai Emery. Good evening.
Oh,
good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, don't you do it. And honest to God, this... White on galore. Right. Unai Emery. The Wenger bus is back in town.
Here he is.
The Emery bus is back.
He's hopped on. He's driven it from Villarreal all the way over here.
To Villa.
Rocked up at Villa.
Now, it seems to me it's a good decision from both parties because... Unai Emery, the crowd are getting into it. Unai Emery is a very well decorated coach.
Proven winner.
He's much bigger than Steven Gerrard. And that Villa squad is a good team. It's a team that I thought would challenge for the top six, top seven. So I'll be looking at that.
On the verge.
Yeah, the West Ham spot, which is the European Conference League, you know, in that that spot. I thought they would challenge.
Yeah.
They still could. They've still got good players. And if they've got a good coach on top of that,
yeah,
with new ideas, there's also money at the club.
I think ultimately that's probably why he's gone. There was obviously, he was very much on the verge of going to Newcastle when they became newly moneyed. And that didn't end up going through. I can't remember why that didn't go through, but it didn't. He's, as you said, he's a really well-decorated manager. He did a really good job at Villarreal for the last 2 years with, let's face it, not a hugely competitive squad. Managed to win the Europa League with them, obviously beating United on penalties in 2021. But yeah, decent wins. Like, his win rate at Villarreal was like 50%.
Yeah, solid.
It's been pretty solid. You know, the one thing I'm slightly concerned about for Villa fans, and I've got Villa fans in my family, who I'm sure they weren't shedding any tears over Gerrard leaving, let's put it that way. The one thing I'm concerned about is one of the criticisms of Emery at Arsenal was that his English wasn't good enough to convey his nuance tactics.
Interesting.
And coaching. And that was put down as one of the primary reasons why the Arsenal side weren't as successful as he may would have liked them, or he hadn't been on the continent. So
yeah,
I wonder if he'll come across the same issues again, or whether hopefully, either if his English hasn't improved, whether he's got a general. There's Diego Carlos there, for example, who I believe is Spanish.
There'll be there's other players there. Someone like Douglas Luiz, who I'm imagining will speak.
Emi Buendia.
Yeah, these players will have the language as well.
Hopefully.
In their locker.
And so, yeah, or he's got a coach, you know, someone in his coaching staff now that is that can convey that message for him. And if that can happen, I think
you know,
he's definitely a manager to take them to another level. I think Gerrard was an appointment that is, for English clubs, idealistic in that way.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, he was a Premier League legend, you know, like Lampard was at Chelsea.
Yep.
You know, they deserve that and blah, blah, blah. But they don't deserve it. I mean, Gerrard more than Lampard, because obviously he 100%. Did win things at Rangers. But
Lampard's done fuck all.
Villa is a big club. Like, there's no two ways about it. They're a big club. They've got a good history.
Yeah.
You know, out of Arsenal and Aston Villa, only one team has won the European Cup.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We've got a huge fan base in a city that has a lot of other football clubs as well.
Yeah. No, it's a big club. It is a big club.
So it's going to be a big job. I think he can do it. I think that was proven from Gerrard literally stepping away 2 days before, a day before a game, and then them going out and spanking Brentford 4-0.
It's ridiculous. What else is ridiculous is my
listeners, just so you know,
I'm allergic to the studio.
Luke's discovered that he's either allergic to the microphone he's speaking into or the studio, because I've never seen a man sneeze so much.
I know, it's just unreal. I haven't sneezed all day. DJ Willy.
Yeah.
This get right, come on. Let's get this game done. Let's do the game.
Welcome to Going for Sounds. The game is simple. Sounds. All right, welcome to Going for Sounds. I am DJ Willy, your host for the show. What we have got here, we are going to play you sounds of various animals, and you've got to guess which animal is associated with a football team. You have got to write down what you think is the correct answer, and after a few seconds, you're going to show us exactly what you wrote down. The winner gets some points, and the loser gets nothing. Steve, are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Luke, are you ready to play?
More than I can convey.
Ah, here we go. It's Going for Sounds.
Best name.
Got a little fact about this song as well.
Go.
Do you know who wrote the Going for Gold theme?
No.
Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah, it was his first big TV breaks, was writing Going for Gold.
I mean, as breaks go, I mean, he's definitely, his career's improved.
No. All right. It was a good platform.
Okay, please stop talking now.
Okay.
Sorry. Right. Okay, I'm going to play a sound of an animal. And what I want you to do is I want you to guess which animal is associated with the football team. So I want you to tell me the football team associated with the sound. The first sound is coming up.
Dreamstime.com audio.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it.
Dreamstime.com audio.
Look at it. It's not the man.
It's not the man bit, no?
It's not the man bit. Okay, right, great. Okay, so you've got a couple of seconds to write this down. Here
all
we go.
Right. I mean, it could be one of two is what I'm going with, so I'm going to go with one of them.
I'm going to go one there.
This is tense.
All right, Luke. Oh.
Okay. Luke,
give me your answer, please.
I'm going to say it was a B. A B.
Yeah.
For Brentford.
And who are you going to put down, Steve?
I also have Brentford.
Correct. Both teams get the points. Well done, both of you.
Boom.
And let's just check in. How are you both feeling?
Good.
Yeah, really relieved, actually.
I'm glad to get the one out of the way.
All right. It's good to get points on the board.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, get them early doors.
All right, okay. I'm going to play you another animal now, and I want you to tell me which is associated with this animal.
Okay.
What?
For one more time, here we go. All right, so I want you to write down what you think it was.
Is that animal trying to say something?
What the fuck?
All right, so Luke, did you put down? What first of all, what was the animal?
It sounds like I think it's a bear of some sort. It sounds a bit beary to me.
Wrong, Luke. I'm sorry. But what did you guess anyway? What was your club?
I didn't have one. I was going to go with like Minnesota or something because I thought there was a fucking polar bear on their badge. That's all I could think of.
Steve, who did you think it was?
Well, I, like Luke, thought it might have been a bear, but then I knew that there wasn't. Or couldn't think of any football clubs associated with bears. So yeah. I went for a tiger, and I went for Hull City.
Mm. Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Yes, DJ
well done.
Great minds.
All right, here we go.
Fair
you want,
play.
You want another one.
Well done, Steve.
Yeah. All right, then. Here we go. I'm going to give you another sound, and what I want you to do is tell me the animal, and I want you to say the name of the club that animal is. This one might not be, you know, necessarily a sound of an animal. We're going to see what you think. Here we go.
Dreamstime.com audio.
Hang on a second, please.
Going for sound, sponsored by Dreamtime.com.
Right, I'm going to give you another one. Here we go. all right, here we go.
Dreamstime.com audio. Dreamstime.com audio.
All right, you've got a couple of seconds to guess.
What, this game is a lot harder than...
I think this might be my niche.
Okay,
Luke actually covering up his answers, so I can't
I'm now
see.
Doing this.
All right, first of all then, Luke, can you guess what the animal was?
First of all, I thought it was like some sort of porpoise or dolphin, but then I thought it sounded birdy.
All right.
And then I was thinking it might be...
Skip to the end.
An eagle. Eagle Crystal Palace.
You think that was an eagle? No. Terribly wrong.
The derision in his voice.
It's unreal.
Steve, come on, man.
Is it Brighton, the Seagulls?
Oh,
it was a swan. Swansea, man.
Oh.
That's really annoying because I literally was about to. If you'd said yes, I was going to say, I said Seagull, Brighton.
Shoulda, could. Right. Okay, I'm going to play you one final.
Okay.
The final one now, okay? I'm going to play you one more animal sound. I want you to tell me what animal this is and what team, football team it is associated with. Right.
Oh, Christ.
Oh.
Oh. I mean,
that's, it's kind of finished me off.
There isn't a team for sheep, is there?
There might be.
Oh, wow.
I think I might have got this one.
All right, first of all then, Luke, who do you think it is?
I think it's Ram, Derby County.
That's not what we're looking for.
Damn it.
Steve.
I could change. I have written it down, but I also have that answer. I would love to change it, but I don't.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The correct sound, it was actually a lamb is the sound that we were looking for. And the team that's associated with the lamb is the Preston North End.
Oh, you're joking.
God, yeah, they got that. Yeah, fair. I don't know why. I thought Preston was fish. I don't know why.
Well, thank you both for playing. That was Going for Sounds. Luke, you scored one.
I did.
Steve, you scored two.
Well,
that means
Steve,
that this week Steve is the winner of Going for Sounds.
Well,
Steve,
yes,
how do you feel?
Oh, I feel elated, DJ Willy. Thank you very much. Just want to give this out to all my fans and my lovely wife and loving family. Thank you very much.
It's
Steve, we got to fill some time.
I keep going. I'll do the Oscar winning speech. Yeah. Everyone who's ever believed in me, to Luke himself, who's a very gracious loser, everyone Jesus. Else on the ATR team, Jesus, of course.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks, DJ Willy.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, these award shows take the piss, don't they? Except Jesus. Right.
10 out of 10 for that, DJ Willy.
Thank you.
You absolutely knocked that out of the park.
Yeah, that was astonishing.
We have to play that again.
Yes, I agree.
I want to see Cassie play this game.
I agree. I think that game was, that's potentially the highlight of this entire podcast. Right, so I reckon we're done. Are we done?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Probably, yeah.
Any other bit? No, there's no other business really that I can think of.
No.
Not off the top of the head.
New look for the podcast coming up soon. Ooh. A complete overhaul, yeah?
Yeah, baby.
You can tell them about that.
Yeah, we can tell them about that. So, yeah, new things are coming.
Teaser.
Yeah, new things are coming. In the works. Expect more.
Content machine.
Get excited. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you very much for having me. I've had a wonderful time.
Thank you very much, DJ Willy.
Thank you both, Steve. Thank you, Luke. I've had a great time.
Oh,
thank you for the game.
Boy. Thank you, Luke.
We're done.
Well, do you think you're better off alone? Right in to a Touchline Rant podcast.